You're now listening to Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast, the show that brings you the small-town girl talk, encouragement, and humor from the perspective of a children's pastor who is also a DJ and a professional counselor who is also a former VFW queen. Here are your hosts of Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast, Candace and Natalie.
Hello and welcome back to Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast. We hope that you guys are enjoying our crazy stories and our podcasts and all the things that we've been bearing our souls and sharing for you. It came up in my Facebook memories that we were in Chicago on this very day last year.
No way.
This day was whenever we went and saw the Friends pop-up shop.
Oh, that was so fun.
And we went into that.
So fun.
What was it called? That glass place?
The Hancock Tower?
We leaned over and it felt like we were falling out of the top of a...
The top part had this simulation thing where you laid in the glass and it laid... Part of the window protruded out.
And it looked like you were falling off the top of a building.
It did. It was really freaky.
I just made
up a new word. Freakle.
And we were trying our hardest to get back to where we needed to be to catch a taxi.
Yes.
Whenever we witnessed to that guy...
There was an Uber driver and he needed... We just got to talking to him. Let me just put out there... A word of advice, talk to your Uber driver.
Yes, yes.
I love an Uber driver. I've met some really cool ones over the years. And he was one, and he needed prayer, and we were able to pray for him.
We prayed for him, and he was needing a job, and you took his resume.
I know, and I sent it to some people.
And he also gave us a list of good praise and worship songs, and I listened to those songs that he gave us. I have them in my notes in my phone.
That is awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That's so cool.
So I DJed a convention in downtown Chicago for... A television show. Well, a couple of television shows that you might have heard of. Chicago PD. Fire and Chicago Med. And this was a convention where they got to meet the stars from the show and get autographs and have meet and greets and that type of thing. So I played music for them. And I took some guests with me on that trip. I took Natalie and my sister and April. And we were like a bunch of crazy housewives, mamas getting gone wild. No.
China Grove down in Chicago.
Just kidding. But we were excited to kind of be out. We all have small kids.
I've never met a celebrity either.
I've never met the stars from these shows before. And I was excited about meeting Jay Halstead, who is one of the police officers on Chicago PD. So we go up for this group photo.
Give it up for the police.
Yeah. And Natalie's with me and we're excited to go up and the whole cast of Chicago PD's up there. And we get our picture made and I'm like, Natalie, whatever you do, let me sit beside Jay Halstead.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yes, you were.
She's
let me sit beside him because he's my favorite. So we get up there. Who parks it right beside Jay Halstead? And then the picture comes out and they're all over there. Looks like they're on a date at the gym theater.
We were.
And I'm over there with, I don't know.
I don't know either. Oh my God.
But I was like, thanks,
Matt. I don't know what happened. It happened so fast.
But it was.
I don't watch that much TV, but I actually watch those shows. And so I knew those people. But that doesn't mean that I said it took your place. I really did not do it intentionally.
You tried to steal my thunder right there.
I thought your boyfriend was that. Lady Gaga's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, well, you liked him as your boyfriend.
He's everybody's
Taylor
boyfriend.
Kenny. Yeah. If you're listening.
If you're listening. there's not a snowball's chance in the hot place.
Every girl, some of the guys in that room they wanted to be next to him. We got to meet the sergeant from Chicago PD. Remember?
His deep voice.
Hank Voigt. And he was talking to his... And he was so nice to us. But
so
I said,
nice.
Can you please say, copy that, Candace? And he was like, copy that, Candace. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. It was cool. It was really neat. Cool.
There were a lot of interesting people there.
There were.
It was some good people watching, no doubt.
Yeah, but if you go to a convention, you're going to see all kinds of people from all walks of life. But
God loves them all.
He does. One of the coolest thing, though, that I remember like if a celebrity comes up and asks for a request, and Tori DeVito, but she was on One Tree Hill, so.
Yes. You know,
and Dr. Will Halstead came over to the DJ table and they asked me to play an Ed Sheeran song. I don't care. I don't know if you guys were down there.
I remember them coming up to the table.
They did. They walked over.
Wow.
I think you guys were on your little walk.
Okay.
Remember?
Yeah. We kind of had to see the city. It felt so good. It was like 100 degrees here. And it was not there.
Yeah.
But today, a year later, it actually feels nice here.
It does. But it was really cool.
That's
so
cool.
I think that happened because you stole my spot.
I'm sorry. Yeah, God, he shined his light on you.
That's his brother. So he came over and asked for a request.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how we talk about celebrities like that's who they are in real life?
Don't get me started.
What are their names? What are their names in real life? We don't know. No. I'm sorry. We hope that you
Sofer.
Listen.
Jesse Sofer. Oh, okay. That's his name.
Maybe he can come to Kannapolis or China Grove or Landis.
If he ever wants to come see the Dale Earnhardt statue.
Right. Which is right near where we are.
Yeah. Or the gym theater.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. They're also showing the movie Class of 2020.
Wash your hands.
And wear a mask.
Wear a mask.
Another cool person that we met was a real live Chicago fireman.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't know it at the time. He looked like he was just like a bartender that was working there. And we were sitting at this place that it was in the show.
It's called Molly's.
Yeah, in the show.
And it's
Chicago Fire PD.
Yeah, it's like the place where they go after work and they hang out and eat and socialize and that
chill
kind
out,
of thing.
Yeah.
And so the convention had a party there where you can meet guests from the show and we got free dinner and a hangout.
Yeah, it was really cool. You know how we talked about last podcast one of the podcasts previously that I crossed over at 9 p.m.
Right.
So I was struggling to stay up late.
Oh, me too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it was a later time that we were there. We were waiting on some of the actors to get there. And it was like just a fun time of fellowship, as we say in the South. And so April and I walked outside at one point just to get some fresh air. There's a lot of people in there and all that kind of stuff. And for me to help stay awake. Went outside and there was like security out there and the bartender looking really tall person, tall guy came out and was talking to us. And he actually was a Chicago fireman and he was there to support a charity that he's involved in. And so we just got to talking about different things.
Right, right.
And it ended up he was like around my age and April's a little bit younger, but we were talking about, we have a kid the same age. He has a daughter and I have a son and we're at that middle school age where kids are getting phones.
Right.
And we just started talking about stuff like that. And I was just being me, being silly. And I was like, I don't want him to have a cell phone yet because I just hear crazy things in counseling,
right.
You know? And I see all these kids that send pictures of themselves and one another and all that. And I said, if Chloe the Hoey sends a picture to my son, Xander, of herself, I will lose my mind. And he said, oh, my daughter's name is Chloe.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh, how do I get out of this? I felt horrible.
Oh, you put your foot in your mouth.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. Whoops. I mean, Zoe. No, but I put my foot in my mouth. Have you ever done that, Candace?
Oh, I can't tell you how many times that I've done that.
Oh, me too.
Never ask anybody if they're pregnant unless you know.
Yeah, and then they need to be like newborn
9 months
in their arms.
So that's pretty embarrassing. Yeah.
I felt really bad because we had just been out there. He, April, and a bunch of other people were just talking about different things in life and how we had gone on mission trips and just cool things about life. And kids and stuff like that. And then, you know, we make friends everywhere we go.
Right.
You know, we talk about that all the time, like the men we prayed for in the Uber.
That's right.
And after that day, after that night, I think he like had to leave or something like that, maybe to get to his daughter. I felt so bad.
I remember that.
How do I apologize to this person?
I remember that. I remember you woke up and you were like, I feel so bad.
I know. I was like, I am so embarrassed. And I just felt horrible. Oh, later on, he told us the charity that he was promoting or whatever was actually the calendar they used. They were trying to sell calendars of firemen for, I think it's Ignite the Spirit or something like that.
That's what
it
was.
It helps firemen who've been injured and stuff like that. And so I felt like I should probably buy a calendar or something like that.
Yeah.
I felt really bad. And so I went online and I found him online and was able to connect with him to order some calendars and apologize. And so we've kind of been friends.
Not
like super
close
friends, but just like, hey, I'm really sorry. He was so gracious
that's
to
how
forgive
you
me. He was like, I didn't even think about that, you know?
So
right.
With us talking about it's our anniversary of being in Chicago.
Yeah.
So we were talking about that and we thought, hey, that would be cool to have a Chicago fireman to come on here and talk with us.
So cool.
So we're going to call him and it's Fireman Joe.
Fireman Joe.
We're going to give him a call.
Also known as Mr. July.
And let me just say that all the stuff that we did, it was for charity.
Even I gave out all the calendars to friends.
Yes. even though it was a cool calendar. It was like cool men and women and all different kinds of people. It wasn't the kind of calendar you're thinking about, probably.
No.
And our convention, it was for charity as well.
Yeah.
So.
And you can laugh that I called Mr. July's daughter Chloe the Hope. Super embarrassing. But I will say, one of the things I'm often reminded of is the power of our words.
Right.
And how they define what we think about ourselves and what we think about other people.
True.
And how other people's words mean to us.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
So the song that we're going to talk about today is one of our faves.
Yeah. Lauren Daigle's hit song, You Say, which is one of my favorite songs. It's one of those that I never get tired of hearing. And I was watching the first season of American Idol.
Yeah.
And somebody started playing, and I was like, what is that? Because he was playing it on the piano, and he sang it, and it was awesome.
Wow.
But it's kind of one of those crossover songs.
Is that old?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's been around for a while. But it's a crossover song. They play it on all stations.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It talks about how we fight voices in our head, just like the world telling us we're not enough, that we won't measure up.
Right.
I mean, we were reminded of that all the time.
And
every single day, there's things that remind us of these types of things.
I think that this song resonates with so many people, and not just Christians. It is a Christian song, but it resonates with everybody because we all have those moments and those voices that are telling you that you're not good enough, that you can't make your dreams come true, or you're never going to outlive this, or you're never going to change this in your family. I don't care what religion you are. We all share in that. So I think that song really speaks to people. I love the lyrics. It says, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong when I think I'm weak. You say that I'm held when I'm falling short, and when I don't belong, you say I am yours. But how often do we all feel that way?
Yeah.
And we forget, and sometimes we can't feel things, and sometimes we're lost out there, but we have to be reminded.
Mm-hmm. And I love how she goes in the next line and says, and I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me.
Yeah.
And I think I'm so glad she chose the word believe, because it takes faith sometimes.
Yes.
We know what he says about us according to his word, that we're fearfully, wonderfully made, that he does help us to be strong when we're weak, and all these other things. But it takes faith sometimes to believe when we don't feel it.
Right. That's right. It's so easy to fall into that trap of what you think other people think of you, or, you know, just determining your identity, and you look at all the bad things, and sometimes you forget who God created you to be. And it reminds me of Adam and Eve. You know, they were living the dream on the garden, and God had told them certain things, and then here comes the serpent, and he says one thing, and it gets in their mind, it gets in their head, and it changed everything.
And the devil is a liar.
Yeah.
He's called the father of lies, but he sneaks in sometimes like a sneaky snake.
Yeah.
And whispers a lie to you and then slithers away, and you don't know where it came from. And that's why we have to be rooted in the truth. We have to know where it comes from. Is that a lie, or is that God's truth?
Yeah. And a lot of times you have to pray about that discernment, because it's hard sometimes to know.
Yeah.
You start second guessing yourself, and you start thinking, well, maybe God's saying this. But that's why it's so important to pray about everything.
Yes.
Pray, believe, have faith. And it's easy to say these things, but when you're living them,
it is.
It's different. It's
and
different.
Know God's word. Like, that's one of the most important things that I have to do every day, is be in the word of God, reading it every single day, memorizing it, meditating on it.
Yeah. We've been studying the armor of God in our services. So I've been doing that with the children. It's really cool, because we all say we know what the armor of God is, but until you really think about what those pieces are and how you put it on every day and go out with it.
Right.
But God's word is your sword, and it's the most important thing, and it helps
you
pick things apart, and it helps you keep things away from you that shouldn't. So it's hard. It's a battle every day.
It is.
Listening to songs like Lauren Daigle's You Say helps you.
Absolutely. It's another way God uses to remind us that we should be focused on what he says about us and not what other people say. And also, we have to be careful what our words are to other people. Just like me, when I stuck my foot in my mouth, you have to be careful what you say.
Right.
The power of life and death, God says, is in the tongue.
That's true. People will listen to what you say even when you think that they don't, and they'll remember. And maybe it's not a big deal to you, but it is to them.
Right.
And absolutely. I think about that with my kids. You know,
I know.
It's hard.
Oh, we speak in life to them every day.
So one of the things I really like about this song is God doesn't just say that we're loved. Like, he proves we're loved. Yes. Over and over again in our life. And when you stop thinking about the negative things and look at the positive things, we have to trust in his word with our whole heart and believe and remain focused on God's word and nothing
else. Exactly right.
Because something's always going to be there to distract you.
Always. Especially if you're trying to do his will.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so I have a Bible verse here that we wanted to share with you. Galatians 4:7 says, "You are no longer a slave, but God's mighty child. And since you are his child, God has made you himself." Just thinking about you being made as God, that comparison right there alone, yeah. I don't think we can fathom that with our mind, but that's how God thinks of us.
Yeah.
And that's how we should think of ourselves. And that's hard to get your head around.
It is. It's so tough. And I think even if Jesus just died on the cross for us, and I hate to say just, but that was enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's he all. Didn't have to do that.
No, he
but
didn't.
He did. And that right there is the most important thing that he's done for us. And that speaks of how much he truly loves us.
That's right.
And he laid down his life for us.
And Ephesians 4:24 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And I think so many people struggle with who they used to be, what they used to do, and regret.
Oh, man, yeah.
But if you're saved and you believe in God and you have him in your heart, you're new. All that's passed away.
Right.
And you have to get a hold of your mind. Satan's constantly trying to fight believers. And he wants us to lose sight of our true identity. And God's constantly pouring out his grace and reminding us of who we really are. So we can't constantly dwell on our past failures.
No, we cannot. And we have to continue having faith and believing what he says about us. Absolutely.
And speaking of, you know, I spoke about being in chaplain school. I did that for several months last year. And Grayson's teacher told him, "Take this home, make sure that you do it and get it signed by your parents."
Yeah.
So Grayson, I had school till 9 o'clock at night, and then I had an hour and a half drive home. So they were asleep. It was one night a week.
Right.
But he said, "Well, Mama, I'll make sure I give it to my dad because my mom's out late and she sleeps late."
Oh.
And she won't get it done. And I was like,
"Ouch.
Grayson, your teacher probably thinks that I'm out doing
you're a dancer.
Gosh knows what."
Because I wondered why he brought in all ones for that field trip.
I'm like, dude. And then the teacher said that to Bobby, was like, "Well, he told me that, you know, your wife had been up late." And I was like, "Grayson, I was at chaplain school.
My mom's hooking outside."
Yeah, she's out selling drugs. And I will never forget. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. This teacher probably thinks this of me. I'm really out here doing this, but that's what we do.
Yeah.
It sounds funny, but we do that to ourselves all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
We do.
So let's go over to some of the practical takeaways from Dr. Nat about this song and the lyrics we've been talking about.
Yeah. So here are some practical ways that you can really focus more on thinking of good thoughts, which are what God says about you. Well, for one, dwell on good thoughts. Dwell is an action word. So how are you actively thinking about the things that God says you should think about yourself? You know, how do you take those arrows that people throw at you or even that you throw at yourself that are negative and like turn them around, you know, or catch them and throw them away? One is you can have a morning mantra. I know that sounds super counselor-y, but I have one. Mine's simple. It's, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." I just try to lay in my bed every morning before I get up and just say that, just to be intentional about today. It's God's day and I'm going to be glad and rejoice. The other thing is literally change your negative thoughts to true thoughts. The Bible says in Philippians 4 to think on specific things. 4:8, it's one of my favorite verses. I say it almost every week to someone. These are the things that you should think intentionally about. Whatever's true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, anything that's excellent or praiseworthy. Those are the things you should think about.
Yeah.
Nothing
else.
That's
great.
If it's not that, throw it out.
Because, you know, within 5 minutes of us waking up, we can already start thinking thoughts that turn it into a horrible day and we're mad and we're thinking that within just the first few minutes.
Yes.
And sometimes if you can change those first few moments, you could change your entire day.
Yes.
I seen a quote that I liked and it said, "Don't start your day with saying, I have to do this and I have to do that. say I get to do this.
I get to. Amen. I get to get up.
Maybe I'm just new here and that, but I really like that. I thought that's good.
Thank God you woke up, you know, you have another day.
I get to go to work and I get to do this and I get to pick my kids up and we're blessed to be able to do that.
You can control your thoughts, and that's a really great way of doing it. It's just shifting the perspective.
Our mind is dangerous.
That's a good one, yeah. Sideline the naysayers in your life. Those negative people in your life, they need to go. They need to go. Ain't nobody got time for that.
You'll be amazed when you change your environment and some of the negative things that's happening, how it'll change your life.
Right.
When those things are gone or they're removed from your life, it'll change your life.
Oh, man, you'll feel freer. That's really important. Another thing is, we talked about this before, meditate on God's word and what it says about you.
Definitely.
Hide it in your heart.
It doesn't have to be a whole chapter or a lot. It could just be half of a verse, a few words.
Absolutely.
A story, a quote, something that helps you personally feel better.
Yeah. In a verse like, I can do all things through Christ, put your name in there. Natalie can do all things through Christ. Candace can do all things through Christ.
Yeah, I looked up.
And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. Yeah. If you're just stuck in that cycle of anxiety or depression or anything, again, don't be afraid to ask for help.
Don't be embarrassed.
It's time to call our interview special guest, Chicago fireman Joe. Hello. Hey, Joe. This is Natalie.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Joe. This is Candace. I want to thank you for being on our podcast.
Oh.
Thank you for taking time out of your day. How has the pandemic affected you as a firefighter, your work and your job?
You know, for the first few weeks, it was extremely busy. We were all over the place, everybody with a sniffle, everybody with allergies, a lot of calls for service. They had to put precautions in place at the hospitals and the ER. So for transporting a patient or we're helping the ambo transport a patient, they had the triage set up outside, tents, hand washing, face masks, goggles, N95s. We were not prepared, and there's still a pretty short supply of the N95s and stuff for the department.
How has your faith played into all these changes and uncertainty? And
I think having faith gives you something to help you relax and breathe and understand that things are usually much worse in our tiny human brains as they are in the overall perspective of life. Being able to step back and breathe and say, you know what, there's somebody that has this under control.
Right.
Fear causes so much stress.
Yes.
And stress alone will kill you. So if you can get sick over being stressed out and all this fear is causing stress, how much of this is actually fear-based?
That's a great question.
Rather than science-based, and it's certainly not faith-based.
Right.
Because that's the opposite of faith.
So true. So true.
Love that. That's exactly what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
The people that are staying the healthiest are the people that seem to be the most positive, and the most positive people I know are the people that have faith.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good stuff, Joe.
It is good. Thanks for sharing that. Last year in Chicago, we talked about doing a podcast because Candace and I have been friends for over 27 years, and we have very interesting interchange of lives sometimes and what we do. And so we just thought, hey, we can encourage people. And this year has been so hard. So we just wanted to laugh and encourage people from funny stories and just practical tips and stuff like that. And so we have different guests. And this year this podcast, we're talking about our fun times from Chicago and people we met and things like that and funny stories. And with the You Say song that we formed our discussion with.
Yeah.
And how what you say matters, whether it's what you say about yourself or what you say to other people. And so I told the funny story earlier about when I met you in Chicago a year ago. But I want to hear your version of the story. What do you remember about that?
I thought you guys were great. It was refreshing to see, because obviously my capacity there was a little bit different.
Right.
So occasionally you get, you know, women that show up that are a little bit aggressive.
Oh, we saw a few of those in there.
And, you know, it's all in good fun and I'm happy to, you know, laugh and joke around and stuff. But it was nice to actually have a real conversation at that event.
So tell us about the funny story, because words matter to me and I feel so bad about saying something that's offensive to someone. And when I said what I said, I was like, I felt so horrible the next day.
So You know, everybody's going to attach different meanings to different names. Obviously, everybody's going to know somebody with a certain name. There's obviously, you know, people with the name Karen are really getting.
Oh, man, right now.
Yeah, Karens so, are getting hammered.
If my son called me Karen one more time, I'm like, I'm not that person.
Yeah, but how annoyed would you be if your name was Karen right now?
Oh, very.
Yeah.
Like, it's
not
just,
be good. Because I know some really cool Karens.
Yeah, one of
my best friends down in Florida is named Karen. She's awesome and not at all like the
right
Karen in quotes. So, I mean, everybody's going to associate something different with a name and, you know, sure. You used a phrase that was common or amusing or, you know, you thought you were getting your point across, which I understood. And then
you're being so kind
that was my daughter's name.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, could I put my foot in my mouth?
Obviously, I know that name in a much different context. So,
right. I heard it. And just like, to be clear, I don't know any Chloes that are bad. It really just rhymed, and I'm sorry for that.
Right. No. Listen, you've apologized plenty of times. You don't need to apologize anymore.
Maybe it's a Southern thing.
All right.
It is.
It's 100% forgiven, so you don't have to apologize.
Thank you anymore. Thank you for your grace.
But yeah, but you used the phrase, it rhymed, and I was like, well, my daughter's name is Chloe, so... Like, I had to say something because, you know, I hear Chloe and I think of my
daughter. That was a good dad.
Of course, yeah.
And then, you know, you heard that and you were immediately incredibly apologetic. So, like, at that point, I had already dismissed it.
Well, that's awesome.
That's cool how we can use that moment from last year and, you know, from...
Laugh about it.
Yeah. And as a takeaway.
But in the same regard, I think the takeaway shouldn't be so much about having to be overly cautious or mindful when you speak.
Political correctness can be crazy for sure.
Yeah. The way you were talking, I understood what you were saying.
Gotcha.
And you obviously meant there's no ill intentions. You didn't mean to offend anyone. So, you know, the listener, people that are listening need to stop and kind of check themselves a bit. And
very
just
true.
Because offense is taken. It's not given.
That's awesome. That really plays well into our podcast today.
Yeah. And our conversation we just had. That's awesome.
I love that. Well, I just want you to know, we are your friends in North Carolina, and we are praying for you in Chicago with all the craziness there and in your career and as a dad, which I know is on your heart so much right now.
Thank you. Take care.
Best wishes.
You're very welcome. You ladies have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Bye. You too. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast. We hope that you were able to laugh and be encouraged by our small-town girl talk from the perspective of a children's pastor and a professional counselor.